Welcome to Life-Giving Water Messages, where I expound upon the Word of God and through the internet deliver it to you. Today's message is the final part of a four-part series entitled Miracles Everywhere, and it is specifically titled Yes, Even You. And is based on John chapter 6, verses 1 through 15. Let us dive into the Word today. After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias. A huge crowd kept following him wherever he went, because they saw his miraculous signs as he healed the sick. Then Jesus climbed a hill and sat down with his disciples around him. It was nearly time for the Jewish Passover celebration. Jesus soon saw a huge crowd of people coming to look for him. Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?" He was testing Philip, for he already knew what he was going to do. Philip replied, "Even if we worked for months, we wouldn't have enough money to feed them." Then Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up, "Well, there's a young boy here with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good is that with this huge crowd?" "Tell everyone to sit down," Jesus said. So they all sat down on the grassy slopes. The men alone numbered about 5,000. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks to God, and distributed them to the people. Afterwards, he did the same with the fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. After everyone was full, Jesus told his disciples, "Now gather the leftovers so that nothing is wasted." So they picked up the pieces and filled 12 baskets with scraps left by people who had eaten from the 5 barley loaves. When the people saw him do this miraculous sign, they exclaimed, "Surely he is the prophet we have been expecting." When Jesus saw that they were ready to force him to be their king, he slipped away into the hills by himself. Amen. I am sure that you've noticed that I have spent this series as a way of sharing with you a little bit of my own story. In a way that I hope connects with your story. Granted, our stories are different, but our stories are human and thus connect in that basic way. I want to bring us full circle. When I was in school, especially high school, but in school in general, I did not think I was smart. We got into a little bit of my self-esteem issues in the first message. But I was terrible at math, or actually may have been the second message still. I was terrible at math, totally didn't really get science, had a hard time staying focused during my classes, and was a slow reader and test taker. By my senior year in high school, I had given up even trying to achieve anything, let alone showing up for school. I wasn't any good at school, and I certainly didn't see myself getting anywhere in life. I didn't think I could even get through college, let alone become something of worth. I just didn't think it was possible. So I dropped out of community college after my first month and went to work in a factory full time, in fact, 2 factories throughout that year. We've all felt overwhelmed and inadequate in some ways or another, right? We've all been at a place in our lives where we wanted to quit and give up because we didn't think we could do enough or make a difference or succeed. In our church, we have next to no children, and many of those children who were confirmed have since stopped coming. And often we hear, in our church anyway, and maybe it's the same in your church, but often we hear, "Where are they? Why don't they come? We'll never be able to get them here." Folks, let me ask you this, if this is your situation or there's a situation like it, do you think we might have underestimated the possibility? Do you think we might be selling ourselves short in our ministries? Today's scripture passage has a powerful account about the disciples confronted by an impossible task, feeding over 5,000 people. Remember, it was just the men alone that numbered 5,000. Who knows how many people were there, but it was tons and tons of people. It was an impossible task. Now, this passage tells us three main things. First, there is no option to give up or to quit. When the disciples complain that there are too many people, that it is simply impossible, Jesus ignores their short-sightedness. And in other versions of this story, Jesus says, "You feed them." Second, everyone has a gift to give, and everyone is called to give it. Look at the little boy in this story. While the disciples were paralyzed by the impossibility, the boy sees the possibility and offers up 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. I want you to think about that. Over 5,000 people, perhaps 6, perhaps 7, perhaps 8,000 people when you add the women and the children. Over 5,000 people. And this little boy brings 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Can we blame the disciples in their reaction? Can we look at them down our noses as if we wouldn't react the same exact way? Hey, thanks, kid. Thanks for thinking of us. It's the thought that counts, but that's not going to cut it. It's simply impossible to feed all of these people with that little amount. Which brings me to the third point. God multiplies our gift. This boy, this little boy, had no clue what God was going to do. All this boy was doing was bringing Jesus and the disciples a gift he had to offer. Hey, you know what? These people are hungry, and I can give to help out with the need. And God multiplied that gift. The disciples sneered at the boy's gift, but God multiplied the food to the point that there were leftovers. How nuts is that? 5,000, over 5,000, were fed off of 2 fish and 5 loaves, and there were leftovers. This should tell us something, friends. We are never, ever prepared for what God is going to do when we are faithful. Amen? We go in with all of our doubts or all of our high hopes, but God surpasses our understanding each and every time. In our episode notes, you can totally check out how the United Methodist Church of Greater New Jersey is embracing miraculous possibilities and igniting ministry with the next generation of Christians. Where some in the church are going, "Where are all the kids? Where are all the youth? Where are all the young adults?" There are others who are giving what little gifts they have, and God is multiplying it. God is taking the meager gift and turning it into a bountiful harvest. Friends, God has blessed you. All of you. Yes, even you. We may not always know what our gifts are, but each of us have been gifted, and God multiplies our gifts. Let's go back to my story briefly. I shared that I didn't think I was smart enough, that I didn't think I could get through college, let alone amount to anything. And here I am. Not only did I get through community college with a liberal arts degree, but I also got through four-year college with a bachelor's degree in philosophy and graduated from Drew Theological School with a 3.9596 or something grade point average with a Master of Divinity degree. Wow. Who said I wasn't smart? Who said I wasn't going to achieve anything? Oh, I know. I did. But God had something else planned. And with a little faith and just stepping out of my comfort zone and going to school, going back to school to answer a call I should have answered to begin with, God multiplied my gift of faithfulness. And that is why I am here today talking to you, sharing this message with you, and doing the ministry that I do. It would not have happened had I not given my meager gift of faith. So even faith, friends, even faith is a gift powerful enough to move mountains through the power and the sovereignty of God. Each of us, we may not always know what our gifts are, but each of us have been gifted, and God multiplies our gifts. Each of us have gifts to offer, and when we give our gifts together, God does awesome things. Amen? Sisters and brothers, the world is hungry. Don't underestimate the gifts you have to offer. Do you see the needs around you? Do you see the needs around your communities in Africa, in hurricane-devastated areas, for the next generation of disciples? Let's give together and do something about it. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity to be your disciples and to grow and to give. Lord, you didn't just give half of yourself, you gave all of yourself. And so you've called us to do the same, to give it all up for the kingdom of heaven, so that others may be brought into the fold and given the hope of salvation that we have. Lord, help us and save us from ourselves and from our fears and from our doubts, and let us have the strength to step out in faith and embrace the unknown. For it is in the unknown, in faith, that you multiply the gifts we have into a bountiful harvest. Lord, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. And so if you have a church community that you belong to, and I recommend you find a church community that you can belong to, because that's where we can truly and best express ourselves as a part of the body of Christ. If you have a church community, consider what ways you can give to that church community. Consider what ways you can up your giving for the kingdom of God and God's glory. If you don't have a church community and you're looking to give, check out G as in George, N as in Nancy, J as in Jack, U as in umbrella, M as in Mary, C as in church, GNJUMC.org, and check out all of the things we're doing through our Miracles Everywhere campaign. You can, I'm sure, give to the conference and help out in what we are doing and be a part of the ministry and mission of our conference. Or you can even go to a site like UMCOR, U as in umbrella, M as in Mary, C as in church, O as in orange, R as in rock on. UMCOR, united.org, and that is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. And there you can donate to UMCOR, which 100% of what you give, 100% goes to people with needs. This is not, there's no overhead. Overhead's paid by the generosity of the United Methodist members throughout all of the churches, throughout all of the conferences. So there is zero overhead being paid by the money you donate. So go to umcor.org. But I would highly recommend you get into a church community and get involved, give of yourself, and you will be blessed. And those you give to will be blessed as well. With that said, I want to thank you for tuning in and invite you to come back next week and, continue to tune into these messages, which are hopefully inspiring but also challenging. You can check out all of our websites and stuff in our message notes. Friends, let me just remind you, you have been profoundly blessed. So be a blessing to others. Go in peace.